Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Guguletu, we are actually having a discussion about service levels. NUMSA, their workers are demanding a wage increase, right? And we often speak about unions, you and I, how if you know the economy is performing poorly, it goes to follow then that whichever sector you're in is performing poorly as well. But that's not to say people shouldn't demand an increase. Where do we draw the line and get the balance between the two?
Well, it's going to be a tough one. And I think we should anticipate a little bit more of this, especially as we do head into what is typically known as to strike season or May Day and ongoing negotiations between labor. But NUMSA is a very important agency because ultimately they're one of the country's largest unions, representing just shy of 500,000 workers. And they just over a few weeks ago had their bargaining conference where they literally put to the table some of their requests from the various industries where they represented. And just a few weeks before that, actually delivered a memo to the mayor of Tshwane. That was with regard to the city's failure in upholding a commitment to repay retrenchment packages. Now, the big worry is that they're actually looking to strike and are demanding a 10% wage increase in the motor sector. Now, you'd be well aware, Sizwe, that the motor industry is under a lot of pressure, and these employers typically form part of the Fuel Retailers Association, the Retail Motor Industry Organization, and of course, manufacturers and automotive original equipment manufacturers in the country. Given the fact that they're already facing quite a bit of pressure in terms of lower sales, in terms of brand new vehicles in South Africa, coupled with that, Donald Trump and his tariffs on the automotive sector still have to be seen as to what impact will be felt. AGOA is still up in the air, and the pressure that we see from ArcelorMittal and the potential closure, NUMSA is certainly going to have quite a tough time negotiating with big business for that 10% increase. For now, we don't know of any disruptions that will happen to business or any operations impacting us as consumers, but does put a twist in the tail regarding how business manages its relationship with labor going forward.
Speaking about tails and twists, the trade war continues. Now, China escalated on their end to 125%. Then they also said any further increase on the US will simply be ignored because as it is, the trade is basically not feasible. So you can increase it to 300%. It's not going to make much of a difference. And since then, I think maybe Donald Trump has got the message because he hasn't acted. Tell us more about this.
Yet. I'm tempted to say we just need to see him tweet again before we see some kind of feedback. But just yesterday, Donald Trump did have an announcement at, outside the White House, just mentioning that Xi Jinping is still a friend. He still refers to him as such, and that they are looking to renegotiate the relationship under favorable conditions. But more than that, he also mentioned that they would also announce tariff increases on semiconductors. Now, these are important because this is essentially the lifeblood of electric circuits. Everything from your computers, your cell phone, cars, solar panels are essentially semiconductors. And that's quite critical as a resource and a material that the U.S. does import from China. What intrigued me about the story as well, Caesar, was that now it seems as though China's going tit for tat. They're even curbing the imports of Hollywood films. Crazy. But this is not to be seen as a surprise. It actually did impact the stock market significantly. Just last week, Thursday and Friday morning, the likes of Walt Disney, Paramount Global, and Warner Brothers actually saw their share prices plummet on the back of this. Now, it's important to bear in mind that China is the second largest economy. They've got a population of huge numbers of people. And ultimately, the less eyes that you have on your Hollywood movies, that will put a damper into the demand as well as even the gross sales that these films can actually produce. So I find it quite interesting how it impacts so much beyond the caps and the T-shirts and the sneakers, the semiconductors, the vehicles, and now even movies. I think one thing's quite clear. China is not coming to play. They've made it very clear that they're going to settle on their stance in terms of this trade war.
100%. And people actually, when they look at the movie business, they tend to think that it's about box office alone. There's also cultural impact that goes with movies. And the cultural impact cannot be quantified, but it contributes to whatever the GDP of the country will be and the economy of a country. Because if people start to think that your standard of living or the way you live and your culture, for example, is cool, that's how you get so many other brands to start popping up elsewhere in the world. McDonald's would have been nowhere, for example, if people didn't start speaking about it in movies, right?
100%. Yeah. Nike, so many other devices as well, and of course brands, even personalities, right? Beyonce yep. wouldn't be a superstar as well, Michael Jackson, unless they actually did penetrate culture right across sectors. So it's going to be really interesting to see what the ripple effects here will be, especially if these particular tariffs and trade wars continue for the medium to long term. Not looking good, and I guess this is also going to impact the market. So buckle up, guys. It's still going to be a roller coaster ride. The JSE All Share Index has been doing fairly well. We will expect to open at 86,406 points after 9 o'clock today. Currency-wise, we've still been feeling the pinch, but it's a little better. 1901 is where we're trading to the US dollar. After reaching new all-time lows against the British pound, we're now at 24.92. And to the euro, we're at 21.61. The gold price definitely deserves a mention here too, Cesar, because we've also touched on this one previously. Last week, Friday, touched all-time highs and was at least 5% firmer. It's now currently trading at $3,228 per fine ounce. Again, proving that all that glitters is gold. But again, investors like safe haven assets.
I mean, to put this into perspective, this time last year, right, a kg of gold would have cost you maybe $65,000 to $70,000. These days, yeah. over $100,000. So, easily. I mean, there hasn't been a better investment, maybe with the exception of cocoa.
Oh, yeah, but that one also saw some pressure points. Recall, there was a shortage in chocolate.
Yes.
So, yeah, maybe we'll revisit that one too.
Thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Beers, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business Update with Gulish and Fulpi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.